So we are preparing to start this new sefer. The sefer is called Bayom Darkecha. Now the reason why it's called Bayom Darkecha is because the word Yam is Rosh Yitevos Yud Mem for Yitzchak Meir. There is a great mashpia. He's living and teaching today in Israel. His name is Rav Yitzchak Meir Morgenstern. His nickname is Rav Itcha Meir. So Rav Itcha Meir has taught and published several svarim called Yam HaChachma. The Yam HaChachma is a collection of Torahs from Rav Itcha Meir, and it's focused on Chassidus and Pnimius and the Derech HaAvoda, how we can connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And a group of his students got together last year and they published this sefer called Bayom Darkecha, which is distilling and taking many of the high-level and esoteric and deep ideas from Itcha Meir and bringing them back to just you and me, regular folks, so that we can focus on our Derech and Avodas Hashem. So if you see in the beginning of the sefer, Rav Itcha Meir has a letter to the author, and the name of the author you see is obscured because this book was published anonymously. Basically, a group of the Talmidim, they created a chabura, and from that chabura, we have this sefer. And the goal of this sefer is to really give us guidance, practical guidance, in our Avodas Hashem. And I think for us, one way to think about this, B'divrei Hakdama, is that we want to be part of this chabura. Meaning there's a difference between saying we're just plodding through life and once a week we spend a couple of minutes learning versus saying we define ourselves as part of a chabura of people who are striving for something. And we express that a couple minutes a week with a limud, but really it's about the self-definition that we're part of something. And this is really a phenomenon, Rav Itcha Meir's teachings and the whole idea of a worldwide movement toward greater leaning in and greater engagement with Avodas Hashem. I think that's really the statement that we're making to ourselves, that this is who we want to be. We want to be people who are searching, we're mavakshim for Bayam Darkecha. So what he has in the Sefer is he has a section of Hakdama, and then he has different sha'arim, sha'ar of Darche HaAvoda, with different sections. So there is, based on the alphabet, Avas Yisrael, Achila, Midos, Shena, Simcha, all these different aspects of life. This is just for show, we're going to start this next time, but it makes us feel like And then he has the second sha'ar, which is in the Yisodos of Avodas Hashem. But the main focus is to be part of this group. They write in the Hakdama that we've seen that there are B'nai Aliyah. There are people out there like us that we're trying to do something more, to shift the direction, the orientation of our life, to be deeper, to really be more connected, to be more present with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the purpose of this sefer, which there's an amazing thing I could show with you. Somebody texted to me. I have to figure out how to get it back. There was a letter that was written to Rav Itcha Meir's parents when he was a young person. And it's amazing how his Rebbe, let me see if I can find it. I can't find it now. It's a picture of Rav Itcha Meir giving his bar mitzvah pshetel. I think it's in front of the Ger Rebbe, the Pnei Menachem, and a letter from his principal to his parents saying, you know, this child is something different. And I think being part of that movement to say that we want to be exceptional, we want to be really serious Avdei Hashem, that's the goal of this chabura, that people are learning the Sfarim. And it's also, if we think about it, that's the charge that the Pius Etzner gave us at the beginning of Chovas HaTalmidim. Is not just to exist for the sake of existing, not just to survive as people, like barely we put bread on the table, we get a couple of perek of tehillim, like just to be different people, to be people who are mavakshim, to be part of this chabura. So if we don't learn anything from this Sefer, it's just the fact that this Sefer and this idea and this movement is important to us because we want to be Mavakshim. That's Aleph. The second word of Hakdama actually comes from another Sefer, but that I think will help us frame what we're going to learn in the first Hakdama here in the Bayam Darkecha, which is what you have in your hand. This the Sefer that I'm holding. Some of you might be familiar with it. It's called the Sefer Nesiva Shalom. Some of you familiar with this? You're familiar with the Sefer. It's authored by the Slonim Rebbe, the late Slonim Rebbe, Zechorin Lavracha, Zechusi Yogan Lainer, Rav Shalom Noach Brzovsky. This Sefer, this is the first of two Chalokim of general essays that he has. This is just Be'inyonei Torah Chasidus Shari Avodas Hashem V'Taras Hamidos. He has on the Parsha, which is probably more famous, he has essays on the Parsha, Torahs on the Parsha, but he also has two volumes on themes. The second volume is more on Moadim, on Yom Tovim, but the first is on sections of themes. So he has on Midos, he has on Torah, Tefillah. Way at the end, he has a Maimer, the 15th Maimer, way at the end of the Sefer, in the section of Avodas Hashem, which will help frame a lot of what we want to accomplish at the beginning, in the first section, in the Mavo that Bayom Darkecha is going to present to us. And this Maimer is entitled, Ivdu Es Hashem B'Simcha. What's our stance on life, you could say? You can have the same experience, but your stance in that experience might be different than somebody else's stance. Right? You might be standing online at Dunkin' Donuts waiting for a hot chocolate or a coffee, and you're standing there feeling relaxed. Your first meeting was canceled, which is the best. So you're not rushed. You could be patient. You had a good night's sleep. You had a nice shacharis, you felt connected to Ribbono Shel Olam, you understand that people are rushing, so you're standing online for your coffee. Next person, right next to you, they're waiting for the same coffee, they've been waiting the exact same amount of time that you have, but Nebuch, they're such shpilkis. They have so much, you'd say in Yiddish, nerven, right? Atzavim, you'd say in Hebrew. You see they're snapping at everybody, and they're so uptight and upset and frustrated. The same, wait for the same coffee. It's the same circumstance. But the stance of the person, how they approach that experience in life, defines their whole experience. Right?
You don't want to get too close to that guy before he's had his coffee.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. We go into a conversation. What's our stance? Is our stance adversarial? Is it curious? Right, all different times in life, whether it's with our spouse or our children or our coworkers, how we orient ourselves to something makes a huge difference. So the question that the Heilige Slonim Rebbe, this Nesiva Shalom, wants to ask us, and this is what we're going to ask ourselves when we get into the Bayam Darkecha, is what's our stance on Yiddishkeit? When we approach it, what's our orientation? See, it's an awesome vart, a little vart from the previous Slonim Rebbe. We say in the davening of Rosh Hashanah, after the Tzkiyas, Hayom Yamid Bamishpat, Kol Yitzurei Olamim. Today, the Ribbono Shel Olam is judging all creatures. Im Kabanim, Im Ka'avadim. So we sing this, right? We say, Im Kabanim, Rachmeinu Karachim Avalbanim, Im Ka'avadim, Rachamenu, we should still have a shtickle Rachmanus on us if we're like Avonim, right? So the Slonim quotes an awesome vart. He says, "You know what we're it's a chassidish vart." He says, "You know what we're judged on in Rosh Hashanah? Hayom yamid v'mishpat, im kabanim im kavodim." What's our stance on our Yiddishkeit? Is our stance like banim, that we're happy to go out there and have a good experience, or is it like avodim? We're not so excited. Why is it that the Tochacha has a very unusual emphasis? The Pasuk says, Tachas asher lo avadato as Hashem Elokecha b'simcha v'tuv leivav. It sounds like, God forbid, almost so much of this cataclysmic disaster that's being described is, oh, it's because you didn't do b'simcha. That's such a... But it's because the frame of avadim versus banim, that stance, actually is going to shape everything in Yiddishkeit. It's going to shape what we do, but more importantly, it's going to shape how we do it. If a person is kibbonim, is in a loving relationship, is excited. So the truth is, sometimes, you know, as parents or as children, we do things, maybe we're not so in the mood to do them. But if we do them, we're doing that with somebody that we love, that we care about, that we want to spend the time with. It's okay, Beseder. So she wants to go to this thing. We have to take the kids to this place. Do I want to sit in Kohl's for another Sunday afternoon? Like, but we're all doing it as a family, so it's great. It's going to be fun. But if we come to that attitude as avadim, first of all, we usually get a Musar Shmuz, at least some of us. But it's a totally different experience, right? Kavadim, it's like faux shade. It's like, get me out of here. That's the litmus test. One way, maybe we could think about this, I used to wonder this about davening. How do you know if you're enjoying something? How do you know if you're davening besimcha? How do you know if your Yiddishkeit is besimcha? If you'd rather be somewhere else. It's a simple litmus test. If I am kibbonim, if I am having an experience of simcha, so then I want to be here. And I don't want to be somebody somewhere else. But if I'm sitting in shul and I'm thinking, for God's sake, I would rather be anywhere but here, so it's not an inyan of simcha. So you have to start digging a little bit deeper. So what the Slonimer describes in this maimer of Ivdus Hashem b'simcha is how simcha, it's not a mitzvah mefureshes b'torah. Why not? Why is it not a mitzvah? Because he says it's a sha'ar. It's a stance. It's an orientation. It's not a what do you do. It's how do you lead your life? How do you approach Yiddishkeit? Is it with joy, with simcha, with feeling happy, content, like this is where I want to be, or not? He says, that's the shar. So he says something really interesting that I never thought about. He says, if your life is filled with simcha, and simcha is that rootedness in being connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and really having meaning, ruchnius, he says, that's the shorish of all binyan. He doesn't quote Rabbi Nachman, but as you probably know, Rabbi Nachman was very into this idea that a person who is struggling with atzvus, with sadness, that's coming from the world of churban, from the world of destruction, of brokenness. So he says, you know why simchas chasa v'kala is such a huge deal? Which I never thought about this. Chazal, they go all out on like simchas chasa v'kala. It's like ki'ilu bana achas mechorvas Yerushalayim. It's such a big deal to make somebody happy at their wedding. Because simcha is an orientation on life. And so the more that we can nurture simcha, and the greatest moment of simcha in a person's life is when they get married. That you see from Chazal with the whole experience of Sheva Brachos and the processing of this incredible simcha of like it's like creating a whole new dimension of your personality. So he says it's not coincidental. It's not that we think it's a great mitzvah, so we make everybody happy. But when a person, when you go to a simcha, when you go to a wedding, you also feel like a shtickle of that simcha. Like it just generates a feeling of simcha. That's the yisod, that's the shar to all of Tveikas, to connect it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when you go Nebuch out and you're with somebody who's in a place of atzvos, a place of brokenness, of sadness, so then, Rachman al-Islan, the opposite. So he says, the Slonimer says, simcha, that's not what he calls parparos la'avodas Hashem. Parparos is like, how do you call parparos in English? What's that? That's parpar. Parparos is like, the Gemara says, the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos that gematria is like parparos la Torah. It's like, I don't know, it's like the chocolate.
Frosting on the cake.
That's right, it's the frosting. It's like the chocolate, the little chocolate balls at the dessert. It's not even the dessert. It's like the extras of the dessert, which is delicious. So he says, simcha, it's not like an add-on, like, it's not like sprinkles, right? Parparot's like sprinkles, right? It's even less than frosting. It's like sprinkles. He says, exactly, accoutrements. So he says, Simcha, that's not what it's about. He says, Simcha's me'ikare ha'yesodos. It's from the fundamental definitional aspects of yesodos, of life. And he says, how do you nurture that? So of course, one way to nurture that is through emuna, or another way, a kind of a nuance of that is what we call bitachon, and that the more that we have, some call this the midah, it's a beautiful midah, it's a very complex midah, called hishtavus. Hishtavus comes from the word shave, the word in English is probably equanimity. How does a person reach a place of hishtavus? Through feeling connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To feeling a sense of contentment. This is the Ribbono Shel Olam taking care of me. This is, remember, they used to have those the commercials for Allstate. Remember? With the hands?
Yeah, the good hands.
Remember that? So who are the good hands? His hands with a capital H. So they said, you're in good hands, right? So that's what they're... And when a person, he says, that's when a person feels a tremendous sense of simcha. And he says it's also true when a person feels a sense of shleimus hanefesh, etc. So this idea is really going to be the gateway to the mavo of the Bayam Darkecha. Because it's to realize on a fundamental level that our stance toward our Yiddishkeit matters. The orientation, the how, the approach, and that this approach, if it's characterized by simcha, that's going to channel and transform the entire experience. So now we have to talk a little bit more befrat, and that's what the Bayam Darkecha, it's very simple, and it's very like step-by-step oriented, but the binyan is, do we see the value in living a life of simcha? So of course we do on a practical level. If we all want to live happy, content lives, but what the Slimer is teaching us in this Maimar is that from an Avodas Hashem Yisbarach standpoint, it's essential. That if we really want to maximize the journey that we have, to deepen our connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we've got to do that with Simcha. It's perhaps also associated with how we started, which is that if you have an approach of brokenness, if you have an approach of kas or of atzvos, then whatever mitzvahs you do, you did them, but they're done in a context that's so broken. It's ka'avadim, okay, it's good. But when you do the same mitzvah out of simcha, it's like you're living in a different place. Is it that a person, they're nebuch, they're struggling through life, and they hop a few minutes, and they put a few token minutes into the pushka of davening or learning? Or is it that the person is mamash alive in their avodas Hashem, and that everything that they do is part of their avodas Hashem? They spend a lot of time working, spend a lot of time taking care of their kids and their spouse in the kitchen and everything else. But the time that they spend learning, that's not stop token time that's an add-on. That's really an expression of where the person is at, of being a Ben Aliyah. So you can almost correlate the notion of the Ben Aliyah with the notion of Simcha, and the notion of the person who's doing, but it's checking the box. So halavai, we continue to be mechazik each other, that we can be in that chabura of Bnei Aliyah, and follow down this path of Simcha in our Avodas Hashem. Shkoyach! Okay, so we'll start the actual Sefer in 3 Sundays. I'm going to be traveling the next 2 Sundays, so we'll regroup in Mirtz Hashem in 3 weeks.